Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Is brought to you by the Good Day program with Doug Steffen, and my friend Jennifer Horn is here.
I'm the bootylicious one on this
show. That's right. No, Kara, maybe that, don't take it the wrong way. Booty is used in a lot of different ways.
It's positive. I can be booty girls. I'll share that honor with Kara for sure. Yes.
Good for you. Okay. The problems in the world that we can fix versus the problems in the world that we can't fix. The whole world, my son explained to me, and I don't know why I didn't get this, but every day we talk about conflict and resolution, right? All of the things that we talk about, whether it's about people or things, experiences, we have political controversies and conflicts. It's the Republicans versus the Democrats. It's the good guys and the bad guys. It's the white guys and the black guys. It's the tall guys and the short guys. It's the rich guys and the poor guys. But there's always a conflict. So let's see what conflicts we can discuss and what we can perhaps resolve. You game for that, Jen?
I like it.
All right. Apple. Conflict, right?
Right.
Big time conflict. The situation has presented itself in a rather confusing way, so some people just don't know what to think. So I'm happy to tell you what to think. If you don't know what to think,
You're such a giver.
I'll be your teacher here. Actually, I found a piece of audio from the former director of the CIA, General Michael Hayden. And he's telling you what he thinks, and then you listen to that and tell me whether you agree with what he thinks. Are you thinking about this? And if you are thinking, what do you think?
These are always tough choices, and this is not about the forces of light and the forces of darkness. This is about balancing two virtues, two things we want deeply: security, privacy, liberty, and safety. And so now it's acting out in this particular sphere. I think Apple was right in terms of opposing universal back doors to make it easier for our or any government to get into encrypted communications. But I am not convinced that what the FBI is asking Apple to do in San Bernardino is that. And I think the burden of proof is on Apple to show that there's an inevitable slippery slope from this very targeted, focused request from the Bureau, a slippery slope from that to this thing over here. Backdoors are backdoors. If they're in there, good security services around the world are going to exploit that and take advantage of that.
He's telling you what he thinks. I'm telling you what I think. And I don't think he's too far off the mark, actually. There is a, and it's becoming almost childish, Jennifer, because we keep hearing this, it's like all or nothing at all, the approach the federal government is taking. We've got to do this. Okay. I don't know even if Apple has gone so far because they're feeling pressured as to say, okay, we'll do this for this phone so you can have that information.
No, that offer has not been made. So, no. I mean, I'm not defending the government here by any stretch. Mm-hmm. In fact, but I think that they've actually been kind of a little more mature about it than Apple. Apple's saying, no, they're not even offering that idea that they'd actually pull the information off, hand it over to the government, and then destroy whatever technology was used to do it. Mm. The government is saying, look, take a deep breath. We don't want this forever. I think they're almost the ones that are insinuating we'll take just the information off the phone. Mm. But no one's actually come out and said it, and I don't understand that. I don't. Yeah. You know, I guess you have to negotiate from the extremes and then work your way to the middle. Yeah. But you would think common sense is, hey, let's just come to the table. If we really wanted this information, we want it now, we need it now, let's come up with some solutions. It just seems weird.
I want it now.
That is the most annoying sound that you can make.
Okay, so do you know what the most populated city in the world is?
Sometimes I feel like it's Los Angeles, but I know that's not correct.
That is not correct. It is not a city in our country.
I would imagine somewhere in Asia.
Yes, you're close.
I'm close?
Delhi, India.
Okay.
And their problems, this is a country that is basically a guide on how not to do anything except respect cows. That's what they do over there. That's good. The rest of the way they run the country is from horror.
Have you been there? You've been there, haven't you?
I have been on the outskirts. I have not actually been. When I heard that there were bodies that regularly flowed down the river, the Ganges River, when people die, there are various ways of handling
their death.
Well,
that's because it's called the Phalanges River.
That's what it is. Okay. This is how backward this city is, parts of it. Anyway, parts of it are very, very progressive. The parts of the city where they do a lot of business with Western interests. But there are parts of that city and parts of this country which are just horrific. They don't know, nor are they interested in birth control. So the average family there is 8 to 9 children. The average. They're increasing in population in ways that they can't. The government refuses, for whatever the reason, to deal with the practicality of this. They don't have enough resources to handle people. And they don't really go about the business of running the country in a way that makes any sense. Very corrupt. And so people literally die on the streets. We think we have a problem with the homeless here. More people are homeless in India than are not. Think of that concept. A country with more people who have no homes, and they just keep birthing them like they were rats, bunnies, whatever. And here's the big problem. The water supply in Delhi is running out. Now, the younger crowds coming along realize the government is doing nothing about the problems, the key problems in the, not only in the city, but in the country. 19 people were killed in protests. Protesters damaged the wall of one of the city's key canals. So the water that they're protesting is basically not existing because they're leaking everywhere. A lot of these people are from the farming communities. They're called the Jats. So it reminds you of what's the Jets? The Jats. Remember West Side Story?
They're
fighting to be recognized by the Indian government. The Indian government, and again, how backward they are, it's a caste system. There are classes, and you don't get out of the class. You live your life as an underclass, sort of median, you know, the rich, the privileged, and you don't get out of that caste system. And it was started. Many people give the British credit for this, but I don't believe that they deserve the credit for it, because I think it started a long time before the Brits were in charge of India, had taken it over. But it's such a backward country, and the people who are trying to fix the problems of people, it's not unlike, by the way, what's going on in Iran, although Iran has a different set of resources, and they're not, you know, the government doesn't promote the extinction of their own population by having so many people in the country that they're just going to collapse under the weight of their own problems. But they don't have enough to eat. They don't have enough to drink.
And guess who has to give it to them?
Here we are. Here we come to save the day. We're going to be in there. They need our expertise to fix the problems with the canal. Meanwhile,
I would much rather give expertise to help fix things, wouldn't you?
Yep. Then send
than
in
just free stuff. I mean, free stuff goes away. You consume free stuff. Let's fix the problems.
Yep. Anyway, I thought you'd be interested in knowing what's going on there, because a lot of people won't be talking about that today for sure. 15 past the hour on Good Day.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Chubby Checker started a dance craze with The Twist. It's the only song to hit the Billboard Hot 100 twice.
But here's something a lot of people don't know. It wasn't a Chubby Checker original. He covered it.
The Twist was originally recorded by Hank Ballard. So why did it launch Chubby Checker to stardom?
One word. Marketing. He was seen performing the song on all the hit shows of that day.
You need talent to be a big success. But if no one ever sees you using it or hears about how wonderful you are, you'll go nowhere.
There are two parts to big success. Doing the work and spreading the word about the work you've done.
So draw attention to the great work you do. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Hey, welcome to American Biker Minute. Stratospheric rise in the sale of adventure motorcycles. At north of 20 grand, don't dip one over. Then there's the poor man's adventure motorcycle for just under 6,600 bucks. Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Buy three KLR 650 Kawasaki's for what you'd pay for a single BMW R1200 GS. Beamer has twice the displacement. But how much power do you need to get over a rock? Look at what Kawasaki has for you this year. Stiffer springs, more rebounding, finally a decent seat, and a huge for its size 6-gallon gas tank on the KLR 650 New Edition. Since 1987, this poor man's little adventure bike has crisscrossed the world more than the moon. American Biker Minute. Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Think green.
Harrison with you. Regulating greenhouse gases is actually worth money. Believe it or not, regulating greenhouse gases will generate a fortune. So who should get it? The cap and trade climate change bill looks to create an estimated $150 billion in the first year it takes effect. Then within 40 years, greenhouse gas regulation should generate $3 trillion worth of value in the United States alone. So where should that money go? A coalition called the U.S. Climate Action Partnership, curiously consisting of GE, General Motors, Ford, DuPont, and Shell, Duke Energy, Florida Power and Light, and Pacific Gas and Electric, will meet to lay claim on all this free money. But should it go to utility and oil companies, or to government investments in new technology, along with the customers who'll be facing rising rates? We'll keep you informed.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
All right, it's 18 after the hour. Doug Steffen, the Good Day program. Roberta and Jennifer, the focus on those of us who travel. Roberta's in a plane a lot. I'm in a plane a lot. Jennifer's traveling more and more these days. So do you get all worked up when there is a story as exists about the 737 that filled with smoke as it was taking off from the Tokyo airport? The news media is trying once again to scare everybody. Do you know how many planes there are in the sky on the planet? Do you know how many there are in Asia now with the population and the businesses in China and Japan? There's so much attention and money. The China airline appetite, airplane appetite, is expected to double in the next 20 years. That's why Boeing is going to build a plant in China to build planes just for the Asian economy. So when you look at this and understand how many people are flying not only over there, but here, there, and everywhere, to get worked up about this, I'm not suggesting it isn't something that's worthy of note, but people look at people who don't travel a lot, they get so worried. I think Roberta Moore, I was on a Southwest. I took Southwest this past week. I don't usually fly them, but
I fly them all the time.
Yeah, I know you do. Yeah. Flying to Denver and then back to Boston because it was the only reasonable seat that I could get, given the fact that this week is school vacation week and yada yada yada. The concept here has become almost so easy, other than going to the TSA. You get into a plane, you sit down, it may be uncomfortable. I had this big, fat slob next to me. That's what I don't like about Southwest.
You're so kind, Doug.
No, this guy was a big, fat, smelly slob. And he said, I'm on the aisle, he's sitting in the
really
middle,
real?
And he fell asleep, and he basically pushed me out of the seat. I get up, and I spend most of the flight walking around. Because, I mean, what are they going to do?
There are no other seats.
They're not going to move them because you never find an empty seat on a Southwest flight, and you can barely find an empty seat on any flight anymore. So I find it abhorrent.
You have to do what my trick is, though.
What's that?
And maybe when it's like super crowded, you're not going to be able to get away with this. But if there's one spot on the plane, what you need to do is put on your Secret Service demeanor, where you put your magazine up above your face. You never make eye contact with anybody coming down the aisle.
You can't sit in the middle.
Yeah, you just be like, oh, I'm here, I'm sitting, and you just have a vibe.
You'd be happy to know Southwest is trying to spark a domestic fare war, increasing seats by $5 a piece, Jennifer, Roberta.